Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for staying through the ice storm to hear this session from 3 to 4 in the late afternoon. My name is Brenda. This is Jamie. We're presenting this presentation on behalf of a great team. Katie Knott is the Manager of Collaborative Practice of an Education and Professional Practice of Health Disciplines at St. Mike's. Kayla Newman is the student who was a student with us at the time who helped us develop the practice tutor model. And this all started with a meeting that I had when Anne O'Connor, who's a physiotherapist from Ireland, came to spend some time with me. And I said, tell me a little bit more about what you do. And then that started some ideas flowing. So what we hope to do with you today is just describe the practice tutor model that we implemented for an internship in Toronto. We want to review their experiences and make recommendations about how this can be possible. So as you all know, clinical education is a key component of entry to practice degree programs, and there are a variety of models that happen. And I'm sure if you remember going through the program, you may have been in a one student to a one clinical instructor model. There may have been one CI to two students or more students. There may have been multiple clinical instructors to one clinician. But I learned about this practice tutor model, and you may have seen that model happening in nursing at your facilities where there's a whole bunch of students that are supported by a person, a faculty, someone from the school, as well as the clinicians in the environment. And it's also a very popular model in the UK. The difference with the UK is that they have funding from their National Health Services to deliver this model, where they actually have funded people who are full-time practice tutors at their centers. So then we met with some of our nursing colleagues who place some of our undergraduate nursing students at U of T, and we thought, can we really make this work in an acute care setting in Toronto? So we developed a practice tutor model, and we found a wonderful team, some of which are with us in the room today, who are willing to experiment and try and play with us, really. So we met with the cardiorespiratory team at St. Mike's Hospital, who agreed to take 7 students for a 5-week internship, and this was their third caseload carrying internship, their fourth in the program, but third caseload carrying internships. And the PTs worked in cardiorespiratory care across a variety of programs. We had the good fortune of developing this model in collaboration with the hospital and the university. And one of our students at the time, who's now a graduate, Kayla Newman, was doing a leadership internship at St. Michael's Hospital, and she was the one who helped work with the clinicians and the university to help develop the practice tutor model. And that involved meeting with the cardiorespiratory team to help decide on things like scheduling and topics. She did an excellent job at developing the manual for students and for the students as well as the clinicians, working from all of the great stuff that St. Mike's had already had. And then we shared with the model with the students and recruited and placed the students.
So I had the pleasure of actually being the practice tutor in the model, having worked at St. Michael's Hospital as well as currently being at U of T, allowed me to be someone that could fit with this model. So we just wanted to talk about a little bit of the distinction between what the practice tutor did and what the clinical instructors or supervising PTs did. So as a practice tutor, I conducted tutorials with the students. Some of the examples of the topics that we used was orientation to charts. We did a basic chest assessment, breast sounds, suctioning and oxygen titration, ABGs, lab values, also discharge planning, prioritization. And we kind of front-loaded these at the beginning so that majority of the sessions happened within the first 2 weeks. And these are topics that would normally be covered by the clinical instructors. A lot of the sessions were structured in a way to facilitate the clinical reasoning of the students. They also did case presentations where they picked a patient that it's something they could be proud about or something that they wanted to talk about and get treatment ideas for. And we also offered one-to-one session with the students where I could spend time with them discussing cases or observing them in their clinical practice. We had such a great team being involved in this that they felt that they wanted to be involved in more majority of that that part of the model, so we didn't do a lot of the one-to-one sessions. The supervising PT did the day-to-day supervision of the students, so they facilitated their clinical reasoning, and they were involved in the assessment of the student and completed the evaluation. So some of the reasons we did this model is we wanted to minimize the duplication of teaching across the area. So most of the topics we chose would be topics that would be applicable across all the many different areas that the PTs work. So instead of having each individual PT go over the different topics, we thought we'd have one person do that. We also wanted to give that extra time to the clinical instructors so that they could work on their caseload or other projects that they wanted to. It was an opportunity for the students to learn collaboratively, and we were hoping that it was going to decrease the workload of the physiotherapist in the first 2 weeks, which generally is the most intensive time for the clinical instructors.
And it really was an excellent alignment of the stars, because I was on leave to be able to work on sabbatical leave to be able to work to develop this model. Jamie had stepped in to fill my position, who had working knowledge and had been an expert clinician on the vascular surgery team at St. Mike's, who knew the environment and could fit well into being a practice tutor. And so it was too good of an opportunity not to try and make this happen. But if we were going to do it, we were going to measure it. So we surveyed the students and the PTs at day one, the midpoint and the final point. We did a focus group with the students and a separate focus group with the physios at the end, which we had transcribed. And we also, as part of their working way of how they work, the physios track their caseload attendances, and then we went back to look at their caseload attendances when they had the seven students for the practice tutor model. We looked at a time when they had no students on their service, and we looked at their caseload and attendances when they had students but not necessarily in the practice tutor model. We interviewed our practice tutor, Jamie, pre and post placements, and then we also tracked her time that was involved. And what we're going to be sharing with you today is more from the surveys and the focus groups. And we decided, after looking at all of our data and all the transcripts, we decided to put all of our findings into these four areas: benefits, tensions, some logistics are really critical to make things happen, and then we encountered some unforeseen blind spots. So here are some of the results from the students and the clinicians after having worked with the practice tutor model. So we found that they told us that it fostered their clinical thinking. They had the students experience more variety because it wasn't just their caseloads that they got to hear about. They got to hear about it, other students' caseload. The students were more prepared because they knew they were accountable to discussing, so they made sure that they did their work. And then one of the things that I didn't anticipate was that the discussions that the students had in the practice tutor model continued throughout. So the students said, and it was, and so they said, and I think it was an unintended side effect that there were so many of us, but we're all naturally talking more about these kinds of things at lunch, and once we knew each other's case a little bit more, so having the practice tutor facilitated us to start talking about those things, and once we did it, it extended, and that helped the students feel a sense of camaraderie because they knew that they were all in this together and that they were supporting each other for the internship. The CIs had some time to get some other stuff done, especially during the first half of the internship where we front-loaded the practice tutor sessions. They had more efficient teaching for the most part, and the students performed well. So whether it was this, that the students performed well because of the practice tutor model, we don't know, or were they just great students who were placed in this practice tutor model? It's really hard to tell. And the caseloads increased.
So I want to show some of our data that shows the productivity of the caseloads increased. So as Brenda mentioned, the CardioRest team keeps specific. This is outside of the regular workload statistics, which are embedded into their charting system at St. Mike's. And they basically track the number of patients they have on their caseload, who they see, who they weren't unable to see because of caseload restraints. So the yellow line there shows the total number of caseloads. So these are people on the caseload that haven't been discharged from the service yet, and they have an order to be involved. And this is the blue line is the number of patients they would have seen in some way during the day, whether it be a full treatment or just a check-in or a screen, as they would call it. And as you can see, when they had no students to when they had the practice tutor, the amount of patients they see goes up, and their caseloads also go up. So even though their caseloads were higher, they were able to accommodate that with the practice tutor model. Another result we found was there was a few tensions between the model. So some of the students found a tension between the time on the unit versus the time they had with the practice tutor. So sometimes they felt that being in the practice tutor sessions, they were missing out on clinical time. There was learning from others, which was a great experience, versus feeling some self-doubt. So wait a minute, I haven't done that yet, and the other students have. The CIs had a tension between waiting to present the model versus waiting for it to be practiced, covered with the practice tutor. And there was a lot of different methods between the practice tutor and the clinical instructors that needed to be discussed and resolved. In terms of logistics, some things were really important. These practice tutor sessions happened in a different hospital building, and it was a long way to get to them, and that wasn't the best place. So they should be close to the unit. The scheduling was sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening, and didn't always fit in with the caseload and the flow of the day. And it's really beneficial for the practice tutor to be involved in the institution, know the culture, know the different policies that are involved there.
And then, as it worked out, we had the practice tutor be also the clinical education lead for the program. So some students felt that it put them in an uncomfortable position because the person who they were spending time with as a practice tutor would be someone who that they would also be with them at the university. And in our model, we didn't have the practice tutor share information with the clinical instructor to affect their assessment, and that could either be a benefit or not. If the student's not performing or is struggling in the internship, it could be an added bonus because then they have a third person to help them work with improving their performance. So that just summarizes our findings, and then we thought that you too can do this. Like, it's possible. You can, but if you do so, the university and the site need to be involved in creating the model. And from our experience, I don't think any two models would look the same way. The purpose of the model and choosing the different practice tutor sessions would be different, and scheduling is really important. And that's it.
Students that were involved in the practice tutor, as well as some of the clinical instructors. So if you had any questions that they might be able to help with answering.
Perfect. Any questions from people in the room?
Yeah. Super quick one. Thanks for that. Really cool idea. If you were to sort of make their elevator pitch to, you know, let's say my dean back home as to why this is a better model, what's the key takeaways that we should remember?
I think it allows, from my perspective and from what I hear from the students and the clinicians, I think it streamlines all the independent teaching that would happen for a regular internship, and I think it allows for more efficient teaching. This was our first go at it, and I think we could do an even better job if we were to run it again. So I think the teaching can be more effective, more efficient, and I think, well,
I think I found that how you teach as a clinical instructor versus a practice tutor, it can't be the same. So I think even though I did things similar to how I would do it as a clinical instructor, they felt I was kind of providing information, where I think if their clinical instructor did the exact same thing, it's more of being tested on their knowledge. So I think it was a different perception of how that information was presented. So we need to have, I think, better expectations. And I think the practice tutor should be a little bit more involved on the units, working with the students, with the patients as well, and maybe contributing to the evaluation piece.
But I do think that there's a potential to increase capacity in teaching and happiness while you're teaching. Decrease that burden in the first half of the internship to make things a little bit smoother in the latter half.
That's great. And are you talking about the burden on the CI?
The orientation, getting them started up with their practice, orienting them to the site, the charts, the documentation, how we do things here. These are where all the forms are. Like, there's unit specific stuff that would have to be done anyways,
right.
But there's central site stuff that can all be done together.
And I think by structuring things a little differently, we could have taken some of those tensions away.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.